嗨，大家好，欢迎来到讲健谈英语教室。本节目部分内容节选自空中英语杂志 The Let's Talking English， 欢迎收听。今天啊，我们这个节目讲的是新课，题目是 Good Luck Grant。 Good Luck Grant 到底讲的内容是什么啊？等一下听我们的节目就知道了。好，马上开展我们的节目。 Let's begin our program with today's keywords.
First keyword is aunt.
阿姨，和父母同辈的女性亲戚。
Aunt Sally is my aunt. She is my mom's older sister.
Uncle
叔叔伯伯、啊、和父母同辈的男性亲戚。
Uncle Nick is my uncle. He's my mom's brother.
Close
亲密的。
Close. Rick and Todd are very close. They are good friends.
Relative.
亲人。
Relative. Wendy has a lot of relatives. She has a really big family.
Cousin.
堂兄弟姐妹或者表兄弟姐妹。
Cousin. James is my cousin.He is the son of my dad's brother.
College.
大学。
College. Kim is going to college in Canada after high school.
OK, 完成我们的 keyword 之后，马上就进入到我们的节目课文，开始我们的 conversation.
Conversation A.
So, are you excited, Grant? The election is Friday.
I know. I'm excited and worried.
Because you might lose?
Right. What if I don't get any votes?
Hey, I am voting for Grant Parker. That is one vote.
And I'm voting for me.
That's two.
Oh, and my aunt and uncle are voting for me.
This is a conversation. 有两个人，有 Zack 和 Grant. 我们听到啊，来着的星期五就有一场 election 选举。Grant 既兴奋又担心，为什么？他怕自己一票都拿不到。事实上不会。这个对话还告诉了我们。Zack 就会投他的一票，而 Grant 自己也会投自己的一票，当然他的阿姨和他的叔叔也会投他的一票。内容比较简单，我们回头去看一下当中的句子，学习一下英语。我们听一下 Zack 一开始对 Grant 问了一句什么话。
Are you excited, Grant? The election is Friday.
哎呀，星期五就是选举了。他问 Grant， 你兴奋不兴奋呢？这里有个词 election 表示选举，好像总统选举就是 presidential election、赢的那个选举就用 win an election。输了选举也可以说用 lose， 可以用 lose an election。 但是这个 Grant 不单单是兴奋同时也不乏担心。为什么？他担心什么？听一下。
Right. What if I don't get any votes?
他担心他一票都拿不到怎么办万一。 What if?假如怎么怎么的话怎么办？ What if I don't get any votes? 这个 what if 表示如果什么什么发生的话怎么办是这样的意思。例如如果天下雨的话那怎么办？ What if it rains? What if it rains? 啊，是这样用的。他担心啊 ，I don't get enough votes。他担心啊，得不到足够的选票。当中也出现一个 vote。vote 是选票，要赢的话必须要取得足够的选票。If you want to win the election, you have to get enough votes. 啊，必须得到足够的选票。这个 vote 它也可以做动词，表示投票啊，投票支持某一个人，可以用 for 这个介词 vote for someone。例如你问别人你投票支持哪一个候选人呢？ What are you going to vote for? 不要漏掉这个 for。 Who are you going to vote for? 啊，用 who。 Who are you going to vote for? 啊， Thanks for voting for me. 谢谢你投票支持我。 Thanks for voting for me。 这个 Zack 当然就啊投票支持 Grant。Grant 他自己既然参选，他也自己投自己的一票，两票了。还有谁呢？我们听一下。
Oh, and my aunt and uncle are voting for me.
哦，还有他的阿姨和他的 uncle 啊，表示父母那一辈的那些亲人，包括叔叔、伯伯啊、舅父，还有姑父啊等等。这个 aunt。啊，表示阿姨，还有姑妈、舅母啊、伯娘、婶婶啊，比我们大一辈的和父母同辈的那些女性的亲人，就是 aunt。好，现在我们用简单的英语句子来解释一下 aunt 和 uncle。
Aunt, your aunt is your father or mother's sister.
I am an aunt. My brother has two boys, so they are my nephews, and I am their aunt.
啊，解释得很好。父母的姐妹都是 aunt。我们再来听一下 uncle。
Uncle. Now your uncle is your mother's or father's brother.
Now Billy, are you an uncle?
Well, so you're asking me, does my sister have a boy or a girl, a daughter or a son? No, so I'm not an uncle yet.
没错， uncle 就是父母的兄弟。好， conversation A 的讲解就完成了，我们去下一段的对话。
Conversation B.
Do you have an aunt and uncle in San Diego?
Yes, Aunt Susie and Uncle Ed. They live near Seaside High School.
Really? I didn't know that. You don't talk about them.
Well, I'm not close to them. I don't see them very often, but a vote is a vote.
Right. And now you have four votes.
上面一个对话啊，这个 Grant 就提到啊，他有个阿姨和叔叔是在圣地亚哥，但是可能 Zed 啊从来没有听过。这个对话他们就聊到了 Grant 这两个亲戚啊，可能这个 Grant 跟这两个亲人啊并不密切，关系上并不密切，很少见面，也很少在 Zed 的面前提到过这两个亲人。但无论怎么样啊，为了选举，一票就是一票嘛，对不对 ？Zack、Grant 还有 Grant 的两个亲人，现在有四票了。好，对话的内容啊比较简单，我们回去看当中的一些句子。这个 Grant 简单介绍了他有两个亲人在圣地亚哥啊，住在一个学校，一个 Seaside School 的附近。我们听一下这个 Zack 反应。
Really? I didn't know that.You don't talk about them.
Really? 真的? I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Didn't, 他用了过去式。为什么呢？啊，因为现在这个 Grant 已经告诉了他啊，有两个亲人，所以现在他是知道的。啊，他不知道是过去不知道。I didn't know that. I didn't know that. 后面那一句 You don't talk about them. Don't talk about them. 你平时没有把他们提起啊，没有说到他们啊，没有谈论及他们啊。这里 为什么用了一般现在时啊？不是表示说现在没有提到过，一般现在时表示他平时也没有提到啊。Grant doesn't talk about his aunt and uncle， 表示平时没有提起啊。这个 Zach 不知道是过去不知道，我们再听一下这句话。
Really? I didn't know that. You don't talk about them.
I don't know that. 啊，我不知道。用过去式，如果现在知道的话，有时候啊，你忘记了做一件事，别人现在提起了，现在你已经想起的时候，你就说啊 ，I forgot it. I forgot it. 因为啊，想不起，忘记是过去忘记。你现在知道了啊，之前的事啊，之前你不知道，之前你忘记，这些都要用过去式。我们再来听一下，为什么这个 Jack 啊说这个 Grant 很少提起他的亲人？为什么？我们听一下 Grant 怎么说的。
Well, I'm not close to them. I don't see them very often.
I am not close to them. 我跟他们啊。并不是说啊很密切，也就是说没有什么来往啊，没有什么通信，很少接触，很少沟通，所以关系并不密切。注意这里用了 be close to 啊，后面那个介词用 to。 I'm not close to them 啊，我有一个朋友，但是我跟他关系并不密切。 I'm not close to him. I'm not close to him.记住要用 to。 我们现在用简单的英语句子来解释一下这个 close。
Close. Now when you are close to someone, that means you know them very well. When you're close, you have a good relationship.
Now Grant says he is not very close to his aunt and uncle. He doesn't see them very often. They don't talk a lot or go out to a movie or dinner.So their relationship is not strong or close.
没错了，所谓的 close 其实啊就是形容那种关系，这个 relationship 就是说啊 the relationship between Grant and his aunt and uncle is not strong， 就是这个意思。这个 close 啊，除了形容一种关系之外，它也可以做一个副词啊，应该和一些啊表示地点的名词合起来形成一个片语啊，表示地点副词。例如 ，I live close to the school， 我就住在啊那学校的附近 ，close to the school， 就相当于这个 near 啊 ，close to 相当于 near。I live near the school， 啊，住在学校附近。这个对话当中啊，这个 Grant 最后还说到什么呢？我们听一下。
A vote is a vote.
Right. And now you have four votes.
他说 A vote is a vote. A vote is a vote. 其实在这里的意思是什么呢？啊，在这里他表示得到一票就是一票啊，因为他担心得不到啊足够的选票，所以啊每张选票对他来说都非常重要。在这里A vote is a vote， 意思就是说得到一张就是一张啊。这个对话的讲解就到此结束，我们去看下一段的对话。
Conversation C.
Hey, do you have any other relatives in the city? Call them.
No, I don't.
Oh, wait a minute.
My little cousin Polly.
Little?
Well, young. But she's not very young anymore. Now Polly goes to college in San Diego.
So, call her.
Okay, why not?
Great. Just don't call her little.
在这个对话当中啊，一开始 Jack 就问 Grant 到底还有没有其他亲人啊在圣地亚哥。这个 Grant 想来想去，终于想到了，有他的 aunt 和 uncle 有一个女儿，叫做 Little Polly。当然，这个 Polly 才是他的名字。这个小 Polly 呢，其实年纪已经不小了。这个 Jack 听到这个 Little Polly 的时候，还担心他会不会太年轻而不能够去投票。这个 Grant 就解释到了，其实这个小 Polly 已经不小了，他已经在圣地亚哥上大学去了。每一张选票对 Grant 来说都那么重要，当然这个 Polly 的那一票呢，也希望能够争取回来。好，我们马上就回去看当中的一些句子，学习一下英语。好，我们听一下对话的一开始，这个 Jack 啊问了一句什么话。
Hey, do you have any other relatives in the city?
Do you have any other relatives in the city? Relatives, 亲人啊，亲戚。这个 relative 啊，本来是表示一个形容词，是相关的，有关联的，在这里啊，它表示亲人。例如啊，我们问别人，你有许多亲人的吗？ Do you have a lot of relatives? Do you have a lot of relatives? 或者用 many, Do you have many relatives? Do you have many relatives? 你有许多亲人吗？我们现在听一下英语怎么解释这个 relative。
Relative. Now someone who is your relative is related to you. That means they're in your family.
You can have a very big family. That means you have many relatives.
没错了， relative 就是和你有关系的人。当然这个关系啊，是指这个血亲方面啊，血缘上面的关系。一开始的时候，这个 Grant 就回答到啊，他没有什么亲人在这个城市了。但他后来又想到了一个谁呀？
Oh, wait a minute. My little cousin Polly.
My little cousin Polly. 这里面的那个 cousin 呢，这个 cousin 它既表示啊我们所理解的堂兄弟姐妹，又可以表示表兄弟姐妹，在英语当中啊都是这个 cousin。但在中文当中啊，我们分的比较细，到底是堂兄弟姐妹还是说表兄弟姐妹。如果、啊、他的那个 aunt 和 uncle 啊是他妈妈的那一边啊，那一边的亲戚，那这个 cousin 就是表姐妹了。在这里因为这个 Polly 是个女的，如果这个 aunt 和 uncle 啊是他爸爸的那一边的亲人的话呢，那这个cousin 在这里就是堂姐妹了。一开始的时候，这个 Z 听到这个 little 就以为啊，会不会太小啊，年纪小了不能够去投票，对不对？我们听一下 Grant 怎么说。
Well, young, but she's not very young anymore. Now Polly goes to college in San Diego.
Now Polly goes to college in San Diego. 哦，原来啊他的这个 cousin 已经上大学了。这里有个词 college， 我们先听一下英语怎么解释这个 college。
College. Now college is where you go to learn after you finish high school. Some colleges are 4 years long, some are 2 years long.
没错没错，当你完成了你的高中啊，高中毕业之后，你上的，你继续学习，你上的就是一个 college 大学了。这里要注意一下啊，这个 college 我们平时说 go to college 就是上大学。我们所理解的大学，英语当中还有一个叫 university。但呢，我们说上大学的时候，最好就不要说 go to university。因为在英语当中已经习惯了说 go to college， go to college 就是上大学，这是一种习惯。 几个对话的讲解都完成了，我们进入到下一个环节 ,Word Power。
It's time for Word Power. This week, we're learning about families. Meet Richie. Richie has a big family. He has one brother and two sisters. There are six people in his family. Richie's mom, Sue, has a small family. Sue only has one sister. Her sister's name is Jennifer.Jennifer is Richie's aunt. Aunt.
阿姨
Aunt. Jennifer is married. Her husband's name is John. John is Richie's uncle. Uncle.
姨丈
Uncle. Richie likes his aunt and uncle. They are really nice.Aunt Jennifer and Uncle John love their nephew. Who is their nephew? Richie. He is John and Jennifer's nephew. Nephew.
外甥
Nephew. Richie and his brother are boys. They are John and Jennifer's nephews. Richie's sisters are girls. They are John and Jennifer's nieces. Niece.
外甥女
Niece. John and Jennifer have two children. They have a son named Christopher and a daughter named Alice. Christopher and Alice are Richie's cousins. Cousin.
表兄弟姐妹
Cousin. I hope you enjoyed meeting Richie's family. Remember all these words when you talk about family.And you'll have word power.
好，听完了 word power 之后，我们就进入到节目的最后一部分的前面的那个部分，也就是说，节目最后的第二个部分，就是重听我们的 conversations. Let's go.
So, are you excited, Grant?The election is Friday. I know. I'm excited and worried.
Because you might lose?
Right. What if I don't get any votes?
Hey, I am voting for Grant Parker. That is one vote.
And I'm voting for me. That's two. Oh, and my aunt and uncle are voting for me.
You have an aunt and uncle in San Diego?
Yes, Aunt Susie and Uncle Ed. They live near Seaside High School.
Really? I didn't know that. You don't talk about them.
Well, I'm not close to them. I don't see them very often, but a vote is a vote.
Right. And now you have four votes. Hey, do you have any other relatives in the city?Call them.
No, I don't. Oh, wait a minute. My little cousin Polly.
Little?
Well, young. But she's not very young anymore. Now Polly goes to college in San Diego.
So, call her.
Okay, why not?
Great. Just don't call her little.
好，现在真的来到我们节目的最后一部分，就是每天一句。今天的句子是 Do you have any brothers or sisters? 你有兄弟姐妹吗？ Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Do you have any brothers or sisters, Timmy?
Yes, I have one sister. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have one brother.How about you, Clark? Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes.
How many?
I have five sisters and five brothers.
Wow, that's a lot of brothers and sisters.
Do you have any brothers or sisters? 你有兄弟姐妹吗？好，随着每天一句这个小品的结束，我们这个节目也要结束啦。 Okay, we have come to the end of today's program. See you next time. Goodbye, everyone.